Hey, what's going on out there? Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk.
That's right, y'all. I'm back today. All right. Amen. Did I miss y'all yesterday, man? It's kind of strange not being in the air around that time. You know what I mean? I see we got Kim and Shell Bell out there already holding the things down in the chat room. And, of course, we got guest 1576. Welcome to the show. But already it's home day. Y'all remember that commercial right there? Hump day! That's right. It's the middle of the week, y'all. Ooh, I mean, 2 days to go. And some of you got a three-day weekend coming up. That's what I'm talking about there. What you gonna do? Gonna put some meat on the grill? I don't know, but we shall see. Anyway. All right, y'all. How y'all doing out there? It's a great day. A great day to be alive. That's for dang gone sure. Man, I'm telling you, I got a show planned for you today. Woo! I got a show planned for you today. I got so much going on for you today, man. I'm telling you now, when it get close time for the show, you need to call in, okay? That's just how much stuff we got going on today. Because, man, oh boy, y'all just don't know. The Boo One, what's up in the house? All right, man, I'm telling you. So, hope y'all ready, man. Hope y'all ready. Wow, I'm telling you. I feel like I'm energized. I'm back. I'm back at home. That's right, I'm back at home. You know what, though? It's all good. It's all good, y'all. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right. So, let's see. We have a lot going on today. Knowledge. I see you in the house. All right. So, let's see. We got the 50th anniversary of the March of Washington going on today. We're going to talk a little bit about Syria. And then, of course, the topic of the show, immigration. What about the children? So, like I said, we have a lot going on today. So, I hope y'all ready. Sit back. Relax. You know, get that cup of joe, that glass of wine. You know, your afternoon cocktail, you know, and get ready, man, because it's about to be hot and pop up in here today. I'm telling you, because, boy, I tell you, I'm hyped. I hope you hyped, and we're going to get on with the get on, all right? Well, since we've been gone for a day, we're going to go ahead and knock the little rules of the house out the way, or the house rules, as I like to say. All right, when you call this show, act like you got some sense. you know what I mean? Act like you got some sense when you call in. Don't be calling here acting crazy, saying crazy stuff, because we not. I got shotguns and tasers and just stuff to get rid of you. That's for dang old sure. You know what I mean? Now, don't get it wrong. We do encourage everybody to call in and you know, give us your opinion of what you're thinking about. you know, if you want to call in, 347-838-6622. You can email me, ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/ericjackson62. Or just go to the website and just go to the search engine and put Mr. Talk, all one word. Yeah, me too, knowledge. Me too, knowledge. I'm with you on that one. Ah, man. Yeah, I'm telling you. Oh, and also part of house rules, man, when you call in, respect everyone's time to speak. You know, if everyone's talking at one time, no one can understand what the other person is saying, and important points may be missed, okay? Also, make your comments as short and to the point as possible. You know, that's two. And, of course, the big one, no personal attacks, because personal attacks just show how ignorant you are. I'm just going to put it out there the way I see it. You start attacking someone, that just shows the ignorance, the level of ignorance that you're on, and you're going to get shot, okay? I'm just going to tell you, you're going to get shot. I'm not even going to tase you. I'm just going to clock and poof. And it's going to be that simple. You know what I mean? So, you know, so that those are the house rules. And you see, we moving right along, man, because I'm telling you, I got a clip to play for y'all today. And this clip is just, it goes all the way back to 1991. But we'll get to that in a minute. Let's go on and get to the quote of the day and get to the song of the day as well. I know riding a bike is fun, man. I put myself when I get out there and do it. You know, I kind of got stuck in throwing weights up and down in the air. So, but, hey, I'm going to get back to my riding my bike. Right now, it's just too freaking hot. I ain't going to lie. It's hot out there, man. Even in the shade, it's hot. But anyway, back to what I was talking about. The quote of the day is simple and it makes a lot of sense. Our scientific power has outrun our spiritual power. We have guided missiles and misguided men. And the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. said that back in the day. And that makes so much sense. We, you know, all of us, a lot of individuals out there, you know, they depended on science to, you know, explain everything and do everything for them. You know, but you have to remember that spiritual part of it, of yourself, that's going to take you through the rough times. But then again, you know, everybody want to know guided missiles and misguided men. And that's not more evident than what's going on now in Syria. You know, guided missiles and misguided men. And, you know, we're going through it now. Unless something changes, we're going to be going through it for a while. All right. So I'm going to read the quote of the day one more time. Our scientific power has outrun our spiritual power. We have guided missiles and misguided men. But you know what? Here's the thing about that. It's not that the scientific power has outrun the spiritual power. We just have failed to utilize our spiritual power. That's all it is. That's all it is. Science will never outrun your spiritual power. There's no way that can happen. Okay? But some will want you to believe that. That's right. No, you know, maybe in the mind of some people, but you, if you're really in that spiritual world, you know the truth. And, you know, it has nothing to do with science and all that other crap. Okay? So that's it for that. And we all, that was the quote of the day. I just had to say that, man. I'm telling you. I just had to get down on out there. That was a good quote of the day, though. It really was. And you know what? Sometimes it takes quotes like that to make you really think. Because I read it the first time. I'm like, okay. But when I went back and read words again, I'm like, wow. Mm-mm-mm. Something's not right. Now, you know, before I go ahead and play the song of the day, because it kind of falls into this anniversary thing, have anyone ever taken the time to actually sit there and read the words of the so-called I Have a Dream speech? Have you taken the time to do that? to actually read the whole speech, not just listen to it, but read and look at the words. You know, everybody, you know, they know that one little sentence, you know. Everybody knows that one little sentence. I have a dream this afternoon that my four little children will not come up in the same young days that I came up within, but they will be judged on the basis of the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Now, everybody knows that little sentence right there, that little section. Everybody knows that. But I challenge each and every one of you to go and read the whole speech. Read the whole speech. And the reason why I say read the whole speech, because once you read it, you will realize we still dreaming. But, oh, man, I'm getting too far into it, because a lot of the speech still pertains to what's going on today. But that's all I'm telling y'all right now. I'll say the rest of it for the end of the show. But that's one thing I am going to challenge you to do. And, in fact, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to take and put a link to the actual speech with the words in the chat room. So when y'all get a chance, y'all go and check that out. You know, and you'd be amazed at what's really going on. All right, now, with that being said, you know, I pass my knowledge on for the day. All right, let's get on with the song of the day. Hey, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. And y'all know what? Y'all going to like this. I know Knowledge going to like it. He going to jump on it real fast. All right, y'all? So without further ado, here's the song of the day.
You're the one.
right, y'all. That was the Staples Singles, man. I'm telling you, we're popping me the Staples. That's what I'm talking about. Respect yourself. Boy, I tell you. Wow. Anyway, all right. That was the song of the day. And I want to welcome everybody back and everyone's joining me now. Pianki, I see you out there. You bring up some good points. But I'm telling you, Bono, I said that because it doesn't matter whether you're a Security Council member or not. If they want to do it, they're going to do it. And I'm going to prove that with these clips I'm about to play here in a few minutes. All right, but before we get started, once again, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. Now, if by chance you want to join in the conversation, give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or join me in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/ericjackson62. All right, and that's what we're going to be talking about. Topic today is immigration, and what about the children? But you know what? Before we get there, we're going to talk about something else. All right? I'm telling you, yesterday's show was the whole whatever, Joe. Yeah, that person in the chat room again starting stuff. I'm going to have to gonna start cocking already. Anyway, all right. Like I mentioned before, today we're going to be talking about immigration and the effect it has on the children, you know, once the parents are deported. And, you know, a lot of times the children are left here. But before we get to that, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in Syria and the United States and Britain and the eerie coincidence. And if you really pay attention, there is a very eerie coincidence about what's going on with Syria compared to a couple other things that has happened in the past. Now, here's the thing I want to say. You know, Syria, this civil war been going on like 2 years at least, right? But all of a sudden, and many civilians have been killed and, you know, people, many individuals have lost their lives. But all of a sudden, chemical weapons are supposedly used, and now everybody's in an uproar. But what about, you know, those lives that were lost before this chemical attack, apparently, supposedly chemical attack? And that got me, you know, really, really thinking about some things then. You know, are we really concerned about the loss of life, or is it a part of a bigger scheme? Huh? Now, we talk about a lot of things here on the show. We do. And a lot of people say, you know, we talk about we're conspiracy theorists and what have you. But, and that really had me to thinking. It really did. You know, and I'm going to play a clip here. It's about 10 minutes long that I put together. Y'all may hear a little skipping because I kind of edited a little bit of the little crazy stuff that you know, we really need to hear. All right. So I'm going to play this clip. OK. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about this thing, because I really think there's more to it. And you're going to see what I mean here in a minute. All right. So I see y'all in about 10 minutes. Here it is. The call to war.
Attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait. These attacks continue as I speak. Ground Kuwait, a member of the Arab League and a member of the United Nations, was crushed. Its people brutalized. 5 months ago, Saddam Hussein started this cruel war against Kuwait. Tonight, the battle has been joined. This military action, taken in accord with United Nations resolutions, and with the consent of the United States Congress, follows months of constant and virtually endless diplomatic activity on the part of the United Nations, the United States, and many, many other countries. Arab leaders sought what became known as an Arab solution, only to conclude that Saddam Hussein, our Secretary of State, James Baker, held an historic meeting in Geneva, only to be totally rebuffed. This past weekend, in a last-ditch effort, the Secretary General of the United Nations went to the Middle East with peace in his heart, his second such mission. Now, the 28 countries with forces in the Gulf area have exhausted all reasonable efforts to reach a peaceful resolution. have no choice but to drive Saddam from Kuwait by force. We will not fail. Is our arsenal initially according to plan? Our objectives are clear. Saddam Hussein's forces will leave Kuwait. The legitimate government of Kuwait will be restored to its rightful place, and Kuwait will once again be free. Iraq will eventually comply with all relevant United Nations resolutions, and then, when peace is restored, it is our hope that Iraq will live as a peaceful and cooperative member of the family of nations, thus enhancing the security and stability of the Gulf. So well over 5 months, and we and our allies concluded that sanctions alone would not force Saddam from Kuwait. While the world waited, Saddam sought to add to the chemical weapons arsenal he now possesses an infinitely more dangerous weapon of mass destruction, a nuclear weapon. And while the world waited, while the world talked peace and withdrawal, the United States, together with the United Nations, exhausted every means at our disposal to bring this crisis to a peaceful end. However, Saddam clearly felt that by stalling and threatening and defying the United Nations, he could weaken the forces arrayed against him. While the world waited, Saddam Hussein prepared for war. I had hoped that when the United States Congress, in historic debate, took its resolute action, Saddam would realize he could not prevail and would move out of Kuwait in accord with the United Nations resolutions. He did not do that. Instead, he remained intransigent, certain that time was on his side. Saddam was warned over and over again to comply with the will of the United Nations, leave Kuwait or be driven out. Saddam has arrogantly rejected all warnings. Instead, he tried to make this a dispute between Iraq and the United States of America. Well, he failed. Tonight, 28 nations, countries from five continents, Europe and Asia, Africa and the Arab League, have forces in the Gulf area standing shoulder to shoulder against Saddam Hussein. These countries had hoped the use of force could be avoided. Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave. Back. This is an historic moment. We have in this past year made great progress in ending the long era of conflict and Cold War. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. Let Iraq itself rejoin the family of peace-loving nations. Thomas Paine wrote many years ago, "These are the times that try men's souls." Those well-known words are so very true today. But even as planes of the multinational forces attack Iraq, I prefer to think of peace, not war. I am convinced not only that we will prevail, but that out of the horror of combat will come the recognition that no nation can stand against a world united. No nation will be permitted to brutally assault its neighbor. No president can easily commit our sons and daughters to war. They are the nation's finest. Tonight, as our forces fight, they and their families are in our prayers. May God bless each and every one of them and the coalition forces at our side in the Gulf, and may he continue to bless our nation, the United States of America.
I want Americans and all the world to know American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations. On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to wage war. These are opening stages of what will be a broad and concerted campaign. In this conflict, America has no regard for conventions of war or rules of morality. America has placed Iraqi troops and equipment in civilian areas, attempting to use all the men and women of the United States as shields for his own military. A final atrocity against his people. A campaign on the harsh terrain of a nation as large as California could be longer and more difficult than some predict. We come to Iraq, we have no ambition in Iraq, and you can know that our forces will continue to use innocent men, women, and children as shields for his own military. Our nation enters this conflict, yet our purpose is sure. The people of the United States and our friends and allies are an outlaw regime that threatens the peace with weapons of mass murder. Now that conflict has come, the only way to limit its duration is to apply decisive force. And I assure you, this will not be a campaign of half measures, and we will accept no outcome but victory. And we will prevail.
What we saw in Syria last week should shock the conscience of the world. It defies any code of morality. Let me be clear. The indiscriminate slaughter of civilians, the killing of women and children and innocent bystanders by chemical weapons is a moral obscenity. By any standard, it is inexcusable, and despite the excuses and equivocations that some have manufactured, it is undeniable. What is before us today is real, and it is compelling. So I also want to underscore that while investigators are gathering additional evidence on the ground, our understanding of what has already happened in Syria is grounded in facts, informed by conscience, and guided by common sense. Our sense of basic humanity is offended not only by this cowardly crime, but also by the cynical attempt to cover it up. At every turn, the Syrian regime has failed to cooperate with the UN investigation, using it only to stall and to stymie the important effort to bring to light what happened. President Obama has also been in close touch with leaders of our key allies, and the president will be making an informed decision about how to respond to this indiscriminate use of chemical weapons. But make no mistake, President Obama believes there must be accountability for those who would use the world's most heinous weapons against the world's most vulnerable people. Nothing today is more serious, and nothing is receiving more serious scrutiny. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Those are some clips I played from 1991, 2003, and just last week. Okay, what's familiar about all those speeches? Did you really listen to what each of those guys were saying? Did you really pay attention? Now, check this out. In 91, Bush Sr., yes, that was HW, you know, he put it all out there. He told you what was going to happen. But, you know, some of us, I'm going to say us, because I was one of them, we really didn't pay attention to what this man was saying. We really didn't. But he told us. He told us New World Order. Now, I know some people say, well, that's just conspiracy or whatever. But did you listen to what he was saying? New World Order. And if you notice, nothing is done without the United Nations being involved. Did you really pay attention to that? In each of these situations, the United Nations had to be involved. Why is that?
You know, but are you really paying attention? And the excuses are the same. You know, the excuses are really the same. They use words like morality, innocent civilians, chemical weapons, and, of course, the United Nations. Are y'all really paying attention to what I'm saying here? You know, it's not like they really going over there to, quote unquote, have peace. It's to make everybody fall in line to what they want you to believe and do. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. And last night when I was putting this together, I thought about it, and I listened and listened and listened, and it was really interesting. And if you go back to a couple of shows last week, when I told you about a couple of things that are supposed to be happening in, you know, further down this year, it kind of goes all together. You know, they are working toward what they consider the new world order. Well, there will be police states, you know. But you know what? You don't have to listen to me. I just played you some evidence. And now, the first one was all the way back 1991. We're in 2013. The message is the same. They may change the words here and there, but the message is the same, and they use the same key words. Now, I know some of y'all might think I'm talking out the side of my neck, but that's fine. But I'm telling you, that's what's going on. It's ironic. It really is. But that's going on. That's all I'm about. That, you know, that's what I want to say about this Syria conflict. You know, we concerned about the heinous acts against civilians. Well, they've been killing civilians and each other for over 2 years. We didn't decide to get involved then. Why not? Why didn't we? But all of a sudden, supposedly chemical weapons are used. Oh, now it's time for us to step up and do something. That's the excuse we needed. It took us time. We had to come up with something. And then here's another thing. And we've talked about this on the show before also. It's another distraction, y'all, because there's some things coming up that's going to, you know, really need to be done here that they're going to have to do under the table. So in order for that to happen, you got to have another type of distraction to go on so we won't pay attention to what's really happening behind the scenes, because we have this big blown out thing and the media is all over about Syria. We may be going to war with Syria. And they say the same thing. Well, we're going to start off and we're just going to bomb strategic targets. Yeah, they all start bombing strategic targets. But they end up boots on the ground. Next thing you know, we in the country controlling things. Why is that? That's why I say, we just need to wake up, y'all. We need to wake up. I have a dream. You know what? I have a dream. Isn't that something? The 15th anniversary of the March of Washington, the I Have a Dream speech. And a lot of us still walking around in that dream. Wow. We are walking around in that dream, man. I'm telling you. We're in a dream world, y'all. And the dream is slowly turning into a nightmare. You don't have to believe me. Do your own research. Find out for yourself. But that's the way we're headed. Unless we wake up fast and in a hurry. And in some cases, it may be too late. Some believe we're already in the beginning throngs of the New World Order. It just makes you wonder why. What is taking us so long? I'm just saying. All right, Kim, you have a great one. Thanks for dropping by. You know what I mean? I just wanted to play that because, you know, there's those that's going to be rah-rah, what have you. But you need to look into the reality and the truth of what's really going on. It's not as all as black and white as they want you to believe. It's not. You know, because everybody knows, especially if anybody been in the military, you know, once we get in one, we get in a place, we don't leave. We do not leave. Because that means that way we can constantly control the interests of that country to what we want the interest to be. Y'all have to realize this also. Most of the time, when these people get in, these dictators and presidents or whatever you want to call them get in power, a lot of times we have a lot to do with them being in power. And when they decide they no longer want to follow, they no longer want to follow our doctrine, I guess you can say, or agenda, as Joe liked to say, then they have to go. So we can put somebody in there that will follow what we want them to do. You know, it's easy. It's easy. You know, like we like the band leader. United Nations is the band leader, and you got your drum majors. Yeah. And the rest of the band got to follow because you the drum major. And the band, if you not control your section, then you got to go. Bedroom Radio, welcome to the show. That's all I'm saying. Wake up out there because it's getting ugly. Shut up, Joe. Anyway, so I think I'm through with my dialogue now. So what I'm about to do, I'm about to open up the phones and so we can have a little discussion on this before we get to the topic of the day. But this is crazy. And it's really bad that I can go all the way back to 1991, and probably could have went back a little further if I would have dug that far back to find something that is definitely defining what's happening today, not only in the United States but across the world. Wow, that's kind of deep, y'all. That really is. All right, y'all. Told you I had a show for you today. All right, y'all. the phone lines are open. You want to give me a call, 347-838-8622. If you want to call, hit me up on email, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or come in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/ericjackson62. All right. So I see Pianki already on the line, and he's ready. So we're going to bring Mr. Pianki on in to the show. Pianki, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm ready to kick butt.
You ready to kick butt? All right. Well,
yeah,
I'm going to let you kick butt, Eric. Huh?
One of the drawbacks of living a long time, you get to a point where you recognize rerun movies.
Mm-hmm.
And like this fiasco that they're trying to do in Syria, which I don't think is going to go no place because people are sick and tired of the U.S. and her NATO posse, that being France and the U.K.
Mm-hmm.
And that man, Ban Ki-moon, he's not worth the toilet tissue that we blow our nose on. But it's not, I very seriously don't think that it's going to work. For a host of reasons, as I said before, people in other countries remember how they were shafted with the pretense of Iraq, with the speech that George Bush Sr. gave, and he's in a wheelchair now, and, you know, it must be a god after all. And he imposed sanctions on the people. Ambassador April Gillespie met with Saddam Hussein and said that they had no opinion on what he does to Kuwait. And these Kuwaiti was horizontal, using horizontal drilling technology, which he got from the West, to steal Iraqi oil. So,
well, you know what, Pianki, it's funny you mention that because it seems like everything in that region comes down to oil. Now, if y'all ain't pay attention, you know, since this Syria thing has been going on, what's going on with the oil? The price has done gone up all of a sudden, right? Now, a couple of weeks ago, they were saying, well, you know, oil prices are dropping, and you surely expect more prices at the gas pumps. Bam, boom, boom, look what happened. It's time for somebody to make some money. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Hold on, Pinky. Let me bring Joe in. Y'all gonna have this. We can have this great conversation here. Oh, Mr. Joe, what's going on?
This is not Joe.
Oh no, it's Maze. My bad.
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Yeah, well, y'all quit using the same number.
Really?
Yeah, really.
We're in the same house. We're in two different houses in two different places.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, you say so. Mm-hmm. So anyway, hey, welcome to the show, Maze. Glad you're
Thank
here.
Thank you, Mr. Talk.
All right. So, I'm sorry, Pianki. Go ahead and finish what you
know,
were saying.
You know, the Emir of Kuwait was nothing more than a bunch of desert Benoins that got together and formed that little country out of somebody else's land. You know, how many times have you seen people come up with the idea of starting their own country here in America, the Branch Davidian? What happened to them? Waco, what happened to them? Hell, look at the Civil War. What happened
they
to
got
them?
Shut down.
Yeah, they don't like that. And all the oil
yeah,
profits and
right.
things have been kept in your J.P. Morgans and your Chase Banks. So it's just a bunch of racketeering that's going on. And continue. But people are going to wake up to this stuff. And everybody that has been accomplice, those who have aided and abetted, need to be hunted down like rabid dogs and put to death.
Wow, now that's some strong language there, Pianki. Rabbit dogs, oh my goodness. Woo-hoo-hoo. Wow, that is something else there. Whoa, okay. James, what you got to add to the
list? They imposed sanctions on Iraq. Iraq was a modern, self-sufficiency country. They didn't have to depend on anybody.
Right.
They had latest in roads, latest in technology, schools, water supplies, sewage, everything. And Saddam Hussein made the fatal mistake of laying in bed with one of them demonic minds. And look what it cost.
Well, I mean, we helped.
Especially
them,
when
so,
you stop
yeah.
feeding yourself and go to dependent on somebody else's imports for food.
Mm.
That's what they're trying to do with GMO technology. If you don't abide by my policies, we don't like what's going on in your country, we will sell you no more seeds. We will sell you no more chemicals that's necessary for your seeds to germinate.
Hmm. Wow.
I'm sorry.
That's
go ahead.
No, you're
with
good.
Your other
you're because you actually, you know, you butt heads, but you making pretty much sense. Go ahead, Maze. What you got to add to the conversation before you have to get up out of here?
It's all about standing in line so we can do what we want to do to you. And you need to look at the people that's doing it and screaming and hollering about it. Because everybody's not screaming and hollering about going to somebody else's country and taking over or either destroying and killing people in their land. Some people done lost the focus and put the blame in the wrong place. They need to look and see who's screaming and hollering about doing these things before they can get and stand bad words and spout not words and spout not stupid stuff all the time. Take a look around and see who's really at the back door knocking. Pushing through to get something in that we don't even want anyway.
All right. So you say it's not all the time, all the way it's about the front door. It's about who's trying to come in the back door, huh?
Who's already in the back door?
Oh, already in the back door.
Yeah, they already in there. Been there for the longest. Didn't
oh
just
my.
Get there. Same group of people still hollering doing the same thing. And ain't nobody trying to stop them.
No more. No, you know, there's
always two words. They'll be busy blaming the wrong people.
Well, who should we
that's
be blaming,
man? That's the problem. That's the problem. We're blaming the wrong people.
We should be looking
at those that's hollering around, screaming and hollering about doing these things. Don't hear their name. Don't even hear a mention.
Maze, who are those people?
You can go with Kerry. You can go with some of the Republicans. You can go with some of the Democrats. Screaming and hollering about going to somebody else's land and then trying to punish this land over here with the people in it.
But Kerry has always been a dog. I mean, look what he's running for president, what he said. I don't remember that. He came to St. Louis one time and out in University City and spoke and said some deplorable things, especially like for reparations, you know, when that was one of the hot subjects at that time during his run for president. So, and they celebrating Martin Luther King's 50th, whatever. And it's just totally ridiculous, man. Just totally
Well, if they
want
to celebrate it, I say let them. Those that wanted to participate, they were there. Those
and I agree with you. I agree with
about.
You.
So
yeah,
if you
I agree with you on that point.
And you didn't have to do it, why are you complaining?
Yeah, those that don't want to celebrate shouldn't.
That's right. They got the right to, just like the people got the right to go there and celebrate because they want to. It ain't not something that they had to do and nobody pushed them to do it. They did it because they wanted to.
Maybe that's why come so many people didn't show up, especially a lot of white folks.
Look like a lot of them showed up to me. Maybe,
well,
that's why the cameras, maybe that's why the cameras want to zoom on part to make it look like it's not what it is. That's how
there
we get things. That's how we
you
get
know
things
the trick.
That you know somebody that was there that took a picture. Put it that way.
You
if
know
you see the real
trick.
Picture, you know the real thing, but you see the fake picture, you're going to look at it and then see it for what it's not.
You know the trick. You put your high school pictures on Facebook.
I don't put nothing on Facebook because I'm not on Facebook myself because I'm not into technology, into putting myself out there with everybody.
You don't use your, you still don't use your, you still don't use your high school graduation pictures?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Now, what does my high school graduation picture got to do with anything?
Nothing. That's all right.
Yeah.
So when people always complain about what other people are doing, and ain't nobody in there saying nothing about what they're doing, it's their business what they're doing, they're grown. They should be able to do what they want to do, and nobody else have nothing to say about it, as long as they're not breaking the law.
Joe, get your some goat smelling butt here on the phone. I'm gonna talk about Joe.
That's what I say.
He mess around. But anyway, but Maze, this is not something that just popped up. You know, they've been planning this for a while now. You know, they just needed an excuse to get up in there. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, they've always had one of the excuse to get up in there. They still don't have no excuse. They put a lie
well,
and get up in there.
I don't think
that's
it's gonna work
doing.
This time.
I don't think it's gonna work either. It don't need to work.
Okay, if the United States and if the United States and the United Nations are in bed together, why wouldn't it work?
Who said the United Nations and the United States were in bed together? We ain't heard.
Oh,
the
they
United
are.
Nations say nothing.
Oh, you can guarantee they
heard,
are.
We heard a few people say something, but we ain't heard the people that need to be saying something. They're just quiet. They ain't saying nothing.
Oh,
well,
name.
The United
on,
Nations
man.
Have to have money to operate, right?
Yeah. Where's the United Nations headquarters at?
Where's Turkey? Where is all the rest of the people? Ain't nobody saying that. The ones that can say something, they don't open their name up either. They're quiet.
Now, okay. I mean,
Putin ain't even saying nothing.
Who?
Putin.
Putin did say something.
Well,
Putin said
Putin
that.
See, and that's another thing. You know, everybody think this Cold War supposedly ended. The Cold War never ended, and it's about to get really heated now because China and Russia are saying, don't do it. You understand
what I'm
saying? And Iraq. I mean, and Iran.
They came with this same mess 3 years ago trying to saber-rattle something, and it didn't happen. Now they're back at it again, the same group of people. They need to get somewhere and sit down and lay down and go to sleep or something or just go on to leave the earth.
So are we at the point now to where we may be looking at the beginning, the start of World War III?
No. Well, it might be at
no.
the beginning of no wars at all. Because people want to have peace.
That is what the New World Order is supposed to be about, peace,
well,
worldwide
great,
peace.
Well, that would be great.
Oh, that would be great? Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, Maze, so... Whenever in the history of the world has there been complete peace?
I don't know because I wasn't here at the beginning of it. So I can't tell you. If it was or if it wasn't.
Okay.
At one time, there was peace.
Well, okay. At the beginning, there was peace.
Somewhere.
But other than that, there wasn't really no peace. So if you want everything to be completely peaceful, then that you're looking at it, that's not right there. You know what I mean? You can't
Why,
do that.
It should be right, unless you don't have peace in you. That's the only way it should
okay.
be right.
Put it this way. The peace will happen once everybody has fallen under the same regime and or the same agenda, as Joe liked to say. Then that's when you will have complete peace, but then you won't have that either.
Because when everything always seems peaceful, there's always an underground somewhere that's, you know, protesting or fighting against, you know, what's supposed to be the right way to be. Now, Senior Bush told you in the clip in 1991 that they're working toward the New World Order. He said that.
Well, they've been talking about the New World Order back in the early 1900s, but
that ain't going to work. No, that's not going to work either. Why it's not going to work?
People are not
going to
go along
with
that mess. Everybody has their own idea about control.
I just said that.
Yeah.
Maybe the one talking about there's going to be all, you know, everybody going to be peaceful. I just said there's always going to be someone fighting, you know, for the right thing.
There's only a small group out there now. I mean, that's fooling the masses. If the masses wake up, they wouldn't even be existing.
Americans are dumb.
No, America, I'm talking about the world. I'm not only talking about America. They do business together.
Well, actually, foreigners, other countries is more astute about international issues than Americans are. At least they were. The last couple of years, of course, with the advent of the internet and social media, Americans have became more knowledgeable. But I still think there's a lot of them that don't have a clue. Where's Joe?
There's in the chat room.
He's probably listening and just won't step in the door.
Yeah.
That's where he is.
You know, the social media, man, I'm telling you, that has a lot to do with it. That's what is needed to appease, I guess you say, appease the people. You know, the Lord lull them to sleep, as I would say. You know, you give somebody to keep their hands and their minds busy, you know, then they don't have time. They won't take the time to look in further into anything because it's right there for them. So, oh, this is easy right here. Yeah, this is it, and that's it. But in this instance, that's why I went all the way back to 1991 with that clip, you know, because I want y'all to understand or see that this is not something new. It's the same words over and over again, just used in different situations. You know, New World Order.
And, you know,
morality,
another point.
Chemical weapons,
Obama,
United Nations, you know, civilians. Go ahead.
Karen Obama really got their nerves.
Obama don't have their nerves to do nothing because you hear Biden saying, you don't hear Obama saying nothing. What do you hear the president saying?
Obama says, he drew the red line in the sand.
He drew the red line and said, who trying to get him to go across the line?
Obama's got the nerves talking about chemical weapons when he used the depleted uranium armaments in Iraq, which is causing all kinds of problems.
Who's trying to get him to go across the red line? They've been trying to get the red line for 3 years, so who's trying to get him to go across? Name some of the people. Do you know him?
Do you know what he said in his statement about the red line? Apparently not.
So what you're trying to say is all this is about to go on, and you saying President Obama doesn't have anything to do with it?
I didn't say he didn't have anything to do
Are we going to sit here and be that naive about what's really going on in the White House?
I asked you, what have you heard the president say? You heard people at the White House say something. You heard Biden say something. You heard McCain say something. You heard another
Biden said President Obama said this. President Obama
said
that. Kerry said
he said it too.
You can read it.
No, I'm not reading. I'm saying what came out of Biden's mouth.
Well, if you're not going to read it, then what you going to do?
What
is some little bird landing on your shoulder telling you?
Somebody else.
Are you hearing noises in your head?
I'm talking about something coming out of somebody else's mouth. So you can't even name them because you're so busy focused on the wrong thing because you don't know what you're focusing on. Tell me some of the people that said that they should go over there in Syria and do something because of what happened to those people.
Maze, wait a minute. So if the president, Maze. If the president didn't have nothing to do with it, who is drawing this red line? Who's making the military decisions then?
The same ones that's been making it.
And who is that?
You tell me. You haven't heard of
it? No,
no.
You the one
right.
Keep saying the president.
That's a good question, Eric.
I said just like Vice President Biden was one. And you had
what'd he say?
One Democrat.
Okay, he's
the
vice president.
He said they need to go and do something about it. With no facts and no nothing, they need to go and do something about what happened to those people. They don't need to do nothing to those people. Let them people be And people, or whatever they got to do, if they want to kill each other, let them. They ain't converted about the people over here in this country doing that. They ain't trying to stop them, so why they going to go in some other country? It's just like I say, and when nothing really happened to those people over there because it's too fake for me. I don't believe the hype.
Maze, sometimes it's
and
not about
the
hype.
The
it's not what you see. You're missing it. You're missing it, baby.
I'm not missing
Trust
it. No,
me.
Y'all.
It's not too
y'all
many
ain't
decisions
never
going on without him
yes,
knowing
you
about it. Now, you're going to, you know, I
didn't
I'll
say he didn't know about
now.
It.
When I feel that the president is in the right, I say he in the right, okay? But right now,
I'm
not going to tell
I don't know what the president is going to do or how he feel because I ain't hear him say nothing. Until I hear him say something, that's when I'm going to complain about what he said. He hasn't said anything. Y'all complaining about everything else with him, and he ain't said nothing is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, Lord. Oh, he said
what
something.
Has the president
but hold on
said?
For a minute.
It's
let me
just
bring,
like Biden said
let
yesterday,
anyway.
I don't agree with what he said.
All right.
Because he ain't had no reason to be trying to go over to no super countries for nothing.
Okay. All right.
And if the president said the same thing Biden said, I'll say the same thing about
well,
him, too.
Well,
but until he say something.
Hey, we covered that already. We covered that already.
Okay.
It's a plan. They know what they're doing. It's been going on. It's been working that way for a while now.
Okay.
I don't know why.
You know that Obama is extending immunity to Hillary Clinton.
Well, he can extend what he wants to.
Well, I really don't
know,
care about him
for
right now.
Did you know that Obama is extending immunity to Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, Hillary Clinton, George Bush?
And where you get that from? That's your man.
Hold on for
a minute.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on, Maze. Hold on. Lo, you're in the house. What's going on?
Hello?
Oh, Lord. All right, get control.
What's happening? How's everybody?
All right. Everybody's fine. Oh, we having fun. What's going on?
Hey, I'm listening, man. I agree a lot with what Maze is saying. One thing that a lot of people, well, some people haven't mentioned yet, that Joe Biden is a Zionist. People don't like to look at that and think about that, but man, all those people intertwine together, man. All of those people are. And for George Bush, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and a couple of other people to be related, all of them related some kind of way. This is an agenda, man. You know, a lot of facts don't come out until after the fact, but when you look at everything boiling down, hey, America doesn't have any reason to be in Syria. None. None.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah.
I'm tired of hearing the gas. I'm tired of hearing the gas lie. I'm tired of hearing that. That's the same lie was told with Saddam Hussein. Tired of hearing that.
Well, I said,
okay.
Where were you at when I played the clip here a few
it's
minutes ago? Oh, you weren't here.
Voice
you,
out there.
There you go. I wasn't here, Mr. Falk.
Well,
I apologize.
Yeah, you
weren't
here.
What I did hear is a pair of thick Negro lips trying to say a word that was so hard to say just a few minutes ago, though. I'll bring that back up in a few minutes. But, no. The thing is, like I said,
because you lost
I'm
me on
tired
that
of the
but
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll be back. The gassing. These people keep promoting the same lies over and over and over. Like the scriptures say, there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Here we go
they
with some more of that damn Bible conspiracy.
And those were the thick Negro lips I was talking about.
Your mama's thick Negro lips.
Uh-huh.
All right,
you
all
don't
right,
like
all
what
right,
I say.
It.
You don't like what I say. I can tell you where you can meet me at.
Man, you too old,
you know what?
Dude.
Okay.
I got
you
old.
What?
I told you that once.
Okay.
Talking
out,
about something, Joe Biden is a Zionist.
Okay. You know what? We're going to put them in the green room so they can talk to each other for a moment. Y'all, I forgot to tell you, I got a green room, huh? Yeah, I send you to the green room. Y'all can talk to each other all you want to. But that's all the people be talking to, you and him. That is so wrong. But so right. Anyway, man, have mercy. Have mercy. No, I believe we shouldn't be over there either. You know, we shouldn't be. And if we do, there is something wrong with it. It really is. You know, we shouldn't be over there at all.
No, we shouldn't be over there.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, we're not there yet, but even considering going over there, we shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
No. What's up, Syndicated? Welcome to the show. Yeah. So,
and, you know.
Go ahead.
And one of the worst parts about it is you get ignorant Negroes that will turn against all the I mean, hey, you look at the Bible. I don't care if people like it or not. You look at the Bible. You see everything that's going on in the world right now in the Bible, not the Egyptian Book of the Dead, not the Gita, none of that foolishness, not the Quran or any of that foolishness, none of it. Everything that's going on right now.
You know what? Okay, hold on for a minute. I got a question, though, and we're going to move on from the subject because I want to get to the topic of the day also. But here's the thing. What does Joe Biden having to do with being a Zionist got to do with anything?
Who do you think runs Washington, man?
Well, the lobbyists.
The lobbyists are Zionists for the most part. Everybody in Washington, they got a
so the teachers' union, Eric, the teachers' union is a lobbyist. They're Zionists.
I said almost, ain't nobody asked you a damn thing. I said almost everybody in Washington, D.C. that has a stake in anything to do with getting money has a Stein on the back of their name or a Steen or however you want to put it. And nobody's going to tell me anything different. I don't have to sit up and look at what these people do. I don't have to listen at what they say. I can look at what they do. They're not going to tell me that you got the same brand of
people
every time.
Every time. Breathe.
I am. It's just, just the foolishness, man. You get the same brand of people that all look the exact same way, that all go to the same synagogues, wind up being in seat after seat after seat. Is that by happenstance? Is it by chance? Or is it by coincidence?
Eric, have you ever read the Protocols of Learned Elders of Zion?
I have.
Eric? Have you, Eric?
No.
Here we go with that.
Well, good. Stay away from it.
Here we go with that. I have.
All right. Well, we're gonna move away from Syria right now. We're gonna get into
One more thing, Mr. Talk. You see how it's so
let's just say
normal or natural for an ignorant Negro to stigmatize something with throwing the word black in front of it. That's so convenient.
Now, you're one of them black hero, Hebrew Israel.
All right. Let's get on to the topic of the day. Let's get to the topic of the day. And we'll talk about more about Syria in overtime, maybe. All right. Yeah. We're going to talk about right now, y'all. It's 55. Well, we didn't pass the halfway point. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And we were talking about Syria. We're finna get into talk about the topic, parents deported. Well, what happens to the children? You know, we talk about immigration. You want to join the conversation, just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericlesstalk@gmail.com, or join me in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/ericjackson62. And we have a conversation there as well. All right, so let's get on this immigration. Immigration.
I guess you're,
with nearly 45,000 parents were removed in the first 6 months in the year 2012. 5,100 U.S. children, they're citizens, but their parents are immigrants, you know, they either go to foster care, put up for adoption. Even the courts say sometimes that the kids are better off left here in the United States and deport the parents back to wherever they come from. Is that right? Or, you know, is that the right thing to be doing? Even when these people have small kids, you know, that's actually U.S. citizens. Is that the correct thing to do?
I'd say no. Of course not. I know a race of people whose families were split up years and years ago. Children sold, daddy's soul killed or whatever. And so for me to stand here and say, oh, yeah, well, yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Yeah, send them back. Who cares? Hell no. I'm not going to agree with that.
Well, Eric, let me tell you something. In 1943, the same was done to Mexican citizens that was born here in the United States. They was deported back to the South. So is it a precedent for it? Yes, there's plenty of precedents for it where people that have been born in the United States have been expelled.
Here come, I knew it was coming.
But we are, okay. Yeah, but still.
UK do it. If you're born in the UK, it doesn't guarantee you right
to be a parent.
The chairman was
also
all
aboard.
We're
not in the damn UK, Bianchi. We're not in the UK.
No, I said that in 1940, I believe it was 1943.
We talking about right now.
Well, if there's a precedence for it, yes, it can happen.
Yeah,
should it happen? Well, that's up to Congress to make that decision.
Okay, so.
I knew here what that was coming, too. Man, let me tell you something.
Hey, I'm talking.
Ain't nobody talking. Keep talking.
Thank you. God dang it.
They always loud, ain't they?
I got you, buddy. Yeah. All right. Now, as I was saying, Yankee, 2013, we still be doing that? Huh?
It happened during the 1930s, during the Depression, and there was similar outcry as we have today. Americans can't find work for the fact that you got immigrants here that's got jobs. So then they exported Mexicans. The deportation of Mexicans, 1930s.
But see, here's the key, Yankee. But here's the key. It's not like these folk aren't working and making a living. See what I'm saying? Now, the majority of them come over here, they be over here for years at a time before they're, you know, it's found out that they're here illegally. You know, by then, they done set up house, you know, they working, however, you know, they making the money. Actually, a lot of them doing jobs that we so-called Americans won't do anyway. And they, you know, kids are going to school, what have you, because they are citizens, because they were born here. Then all of a sudden, let's say INS or ICE, as they call them, mess around and raid factories, say. And then, you know, the parents might not be here legally. And instead of giving them a chance to become, you know, legal, they ship them off. But they don't take into consideration the effect that this is having on the children. So you got kids that, you know, being without parents. And then
what
they do, they go into, you know, then they get adopted.
Parents should have thought about that. Parents should have thought about that before they had those kids here. They knew they was illegal.
And you know what? That's what a lot of people say.
Yeah, but Mr. Talk, I think if they're legal enough to be working here, they're legal enough to be here.
Well.
Because if they shouldn't be legal enough to work here, then if that's the case, they have to leave their children.
Well, let me ask a question. Why everybody focusing on the Spaniards when you got all these Europeans that's in
and
this
everything,
country?
Yep, that's
also,
what I'm saying.
And everything else.
We
can go and jump on the Spaniards, but we don't have a dang thing to say about the white folks that's in this country illegally.
Look, I said immigrants. I didn't put a color on it. See, and that's part of the problem we have
sure
right now.
Sure
damn country. We want to throw color on everything.
I'm not talking about you. You wasn't the one that they brought up.
Okay, then. Well, get with me.
Okay.
All right? Get with me right now.
And I laid
all
out
right?
a president
mm-hmm.
for it to happen
now,
again.
I laid out a whole lot of things that should be done. The reason why is that they say jobs that we won't do because they won't pay nobody to do the job. If they pay somebody to do the job, you have somebody doing the job.
Well, that's not
and
true
that's
because
that's
I bought produce from American Farm about 5 hours ago where blacks was working
in
on it.
It's a sad state in America to have somebody come
Blacks
over here
and whites.
Cheap labor
these
for other people.
So to say that Americans won't
why?
Do the work, the farm
wait
I just bought produce from was labored by Americans.
That's not what was said.
Hold on. Wait a minute. All right, now, here's the thing, y'all, because we going all over the place. What about the children? What about the children? That's what I want to talk about. What about the children? You know, Pianki, you brought up a good point, and a lot of people say the same thing. You know, the parents over here illegally, they should have thought about that before they had all those kids in this country. Is that really, I mean, let's be honest. And Maze, you said something about, you know, they doing jobs that we don't want to do. Well, if America.
So what are you going to do, separate the children from the parents?
If we weren't, listen, if we weren't such a lazy society, and I'm going to say it, because Goofy is not here to say it. And if anybody heard from Goofy, tell him he need to get in contact with me. But anyway, if we weren't such a lazy society, then maybe we wouldn't have so many illegals coming into the country. But they are here and they're having children. And once they're deported, the children are left out in the cold, basically. Now, we have talked on the show before where we know CPS is all about, you know, money by placing kids in foster care and putting them up for adoption and what have you. Now, with that being the case, is there shouldn't there be something in place to alleviate or stop this from happening? Because it's not fair to the kids. I ain't talking about the parents right now. It's not fair to the kids. You know, you have 5 and 6 year olds that's with their kids, you know, and then all of a sudden the parent is gone. That disrupts the whole life of the child.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the way America do it. And when the kids grow up, to a certain age, and then they finish school and make something of themselves, they leave this country and go benefit the other country, and not this one, because of them taking their parents away.
Some of them. That's true. That is true.
So who's losing out?
Yeah.
That is true. And, you know, if you look at it, and I hate to just say it, but people are always saying that, you know, oh, all the illegals coming, this and this and this and this and this. Well, don't you think that that's a plan for it to happen that way? People never think about that. If they didn't want illegal immigrants to come into this country in the first place, they could put their own soldiers on those borders. You wouldn't have to have no guys out in Arizona taking it upon themselves to get a weapon and go out and protect the border. You wouldn't have to have that. So if they didn't want it, that's one way to drive wages down so that people can say, nobody's getting paid enough money to do the job, so they're doing those jobs that nobody else wants. It all is intertwined in each other, and the children do suffer for it.
And now
well,
with them coming
illegal,
over here working.
Illegal immigration is still a factor of U.S. policy, especially its policy of subsidizing giant agri companies like ADM, Archer, Daniel Mitchell, Conerik. They subsidize them where they can grow crops so cheap where they can take them down into Mexico and South America and dump them on those markets where local farmers can't compete, putting them out of business. So the farm workers migrate up here to the United States. They're working on farms in states where minimum wage does not apply to their industry.
And now they want minimum wage, too. That's the problem. They're going to want to get paid. Don't you even have nobody. Just like when they did in Alabama, they ran them all out, and then they didn't have nobody to pick the fruit and vegetables and all the things that they had to grow because they ran them all
so
out.
So this farm bill that they're trying to pass, the Republicans are trying to strip that out of the farm bill. So that practice, that subsidy will no longer happen. Mr. Talk.
So with this so-called immigration reform thing going on in the cabinet or the government right now, don't you think there should be something added to that looks out for the kids in case
happens? The discussion has been saying that they need to secure the borders. How are you going to give people amnesty and got your borders open where more can continue to come in?
But what I think, Mr. Talk, would be like the people that live in the embassies, where they can come here, don't pay no taxes, their children can come here, and they can work, make big money, and until they switch out and put somebody new in, they should have the same program they got.
Well, American ambassador does the same thing in other countries.
I know that's what they should do to anybody that they bring into this country, or either put anybody.
No,
they
shouldn't do that to anybody.
Country.
If you go into another country, you have to have a visa to get into those countries.
Well, don't you think I know that?
That's good for a certain period of time.
It's
you
got to
have a passport too.
When you come here,
same thing.
Look, y'all not saying nothing that's not required here either. Now,
that's what I said, Mr. Tucker. I said so the children can go and their parents can go with them, either or, to where they come and work in this country. And if they have children here, they have dual citizenship, so they can live in either country. But they don't know nothing about the country that their parents came out of because they never been there.
Then the education of those children is thrown on the taxpayers, the real estate taxpayers of the area where they going to school.
See,
their parents are not paying for the education because they don't own no property.
Right now. So right now, y'all sound just like them politicians that keep saying, no. Y'all do. Y'all talking about this and that. Okay, we know. Normally, if you come from another country, what have you, got to have a visa or work permit or whatever. But a lot of these people, a lot of these individuals that come up, they can't afford that. That's why they come over illegal, to try and make a better life for themselves. Now, you know, the parent, the mom may come over one time, then the dad may try and get over. Then, you know, they settle in, have kids. Now, the kids born here makes them a United States citizen, correct?
Yes.
So why
not?
Well,
you know, Eric.
Listen, though, why not? No, listen to me. Why not, at the time, why not just go ahead and give the parents a chance to become legalized citizens instead of just grabbing them, putting them away in a holding tank somewhere, or just damn right sending them back? And then just taking
the
kids and
placing
them
somewhere else. And what do you do with the next 11 million that come across?
Illegal. The same thing. Give them dual citizenship so they can keep going backwards and forwards.
Well, their country they come from, don't
yeah.
recognize dual citizenship. So
that's what I know. That's what they need.
Okay. So give them a chance to become citizens. Why is that so difficult?
That's what I wonder.
Well, I have a question, though. I mean, you know, you're talking about immigration, but remember, they're about to make this. I don't know if it's already open, but with that superhighway, you'll have like commercial trucks on our interstates from Mexico. You know, and the drivers won't have U.S. driver's license. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so all of this stuff is kind of intertwined. You talk about one part, you're gonna have to talk about another part. You know.
Would they have international driver license? That means you could drive anywhere?
Hey, that's
yes, I used to have one when I was in Germany.
I had an international driver license too, but at the same time, if I came to the United States and I didn't have a state honored driver's license, that international driver's license was kaput.
Mm-hmm, because
you had a certain amount of time to get your state license. Hold on,
right.
Let's bring Kat into the conversation. Let's see. We're gonna bring Kat in, and we're gonna bring Syndicated News in at the same time. Okay, Kat and Syndicated News, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I don't know
welcome.
Who wants to go first. Well, why don't we look at the reason why illegals come here in the first place?
Okay, and what is the reason why?
The reason
work.
We have a big influx of illegals, they come here for work because we've dumped
right.
cheap. Well, we have dumped cheap crops, so they can't afford to. Their agribusiness is suffering. They can't farm. They can't make any money in their farming. So we're not getting really educated people. We're getting people from rural areas. So they're coming here. They're going to take the lower level jobs at less pay than we would normally work for, and be grateful to get it.
Is
that's
right?
What's going on. Our own country's policies is causing the immigrants to come here. So when you say, you know,
okay.
why don't they come here? Why don't we give the parents a path to citizenship? They do. There is a path to citizenship. They just choose to ignore it, and they want a shorter cut than other people who come here and
do
go through the legal system to get their citizenship.
And the ones that do that come through here to go get their citizenship, they came here.
Is it that they choose to ignore it, or they have too much paper, too much red tape to go through to get it?
Well, you
and
have LaRaza, for instance. LaRaza, one of the National Hispanic Organizations, Vanguard organizations like NAACP, they're against illegals having a clear path to citizenship the way you're talking about, Eric.
Don't
Man, don't even let me get me started on the NAA nobody.
Exactly. An organization called La Raza, not the NAACP. It's La Raza.
Hold up. Hold up, y'all. Wait a minute. Hold up. Syndicated News, you're new to the show. I'm going to give you some time. Go ahead. What do you have to add to the conversation? Because I know what I'm going to say.
Well, thank you for hearing me out. But I wanted to let you know that when you all speak at the same time, it's impossible to know what you're saying. And I really want to listen. I want to hear all your opinions. But when you all speak together, I can't hear it, and neither can anybody else.
Didn't he give you a slot to talk right now? So go ahead and say what you got to say. Don't worry about what everybody is saying.
What I'm saying is that what you said was valuable, but I didn't understand it a few seconds ago because we all said it once.
Okay, we got that. So what do you have to say about the illegal immigration?
The area of immigration that I wanted to talk about was the area in which parents come to the United States illegally and have children here. And once they have to leave, yes, the children get left behind. And frankly, it's not going to hurt these children that are left behind, even though they're split from their families, because if you've lived in Mexico or Peru or Guatemala or any of these places, even the poorest place in the United States is better than having to fight for scraps of food and fight for work and having children always
Lord have mercy.
Trying
what,
to
what did I say?
All right.
Where you get
protect
her from?
That's the same thing I always say. It's better to be here. They scraps of food over here.
Wait a minute.
You have
hold up a minute. Let her finish.
Yes,
go ahead, ma'am.
If you intimidate me, then I'll be nervous and I won't get my point across. What I wanted to say was that unless you've lived it, you can't really speak on it in generalities, because we're talking about a family having to choose between leaving their child in a country that actually has, for instance, laws against child abuse. Once you cross the border into Mexico and down to Latin America or to other countries, there's no such thing. There isn't redress where, this man touched my child and you go to the police. That doesn't exist. If the man touched your child, well, ain't that too bad? And that's the way it is. In the United States, at least the children have protections, and they have protections for food, for housing, and things of that nature. But that's not the case once they go back to the countries, the third world countries where they come from. And I speak from experience. I didn't read that in a book.
And what kind of experience is it?
I'm Hispanic. I know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
You're Hispanic?
So, totally.
Oh.
So you're
you know
advocating
what?
For the United States to take in children. So we're to become a welfare state for children so they can get better care here in the United States than they can, even without their parents. So what we're creating is like we're bringing a third world.
I will answer. I will answer the response.
Look.
I can answer that. In the 1940s, during the war, when we were doing the same thing with children from Europe, they were white, blonde-haired, and blue-eyed. The United States had no problem bringing those children here, and they were here without their parents. There was no objection, none at all. Now, they're little brown babies, and we have an objection. You can't have a double standard.
No, you don't. Go ahead. Continue.
And there is a double standard when you're bringing in children from northern Italy, where the typical family is a blue-eyed blonde with blonde hair, blue eyes, green eyes. They bring them in here. They have no parents, no problem. But when you want to bring someone in from Gaeta, from the lower part of Italy, where they're dark-skinned and black-haired, and they look like Romanian gypsies, all of a sudden we have all sorts of questions at immigration. We don't have those same questions when the little blue-eyed blonde kids are coming through. So let's not apply a double standard to children.
That's right.
And I want to talk about Cubans, and I want to talk about Haitians, because there's a double standard there, too.
Go ahead.
In Latin America, when we're talking about Latins, we have blue-eyed blondes, and we have absolutely black Hispanics with black coarse hair, with African features, and that's a Latin to us. That's one of us. Ese
es un hombre latino, eso es una mujer latina. That means that's a Latin man or that's a Latin woman. We don't know about the skin because all we hear is what they're saying, and that is Latin. They speak Spanish. But when they arrive here in the United States, they're no longer Hispanic, they're no longer Cuban, they're no longer Dominican. Now all of a sudden, here's another black. You see what I'm saying? And that's what we have to prevent against. We Latins protect our black Latins for those reasons. So when I hear this kind of talk, wear those shoes before you talk. Don't talk about a topic you know little about. I can speak on this matter. I'm Latin.
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am. And I agree with you 855,000%. All right, guys. Since everybody wants to talk.
I just wanted to pitch in that you've got to look at all sides. You can't be so quick to be cutting people off. Welfare state. You don't mind welfare when the kids are blue and blonde, blue-eyed and the blonde hair? No problem. They got welfare. They got housing. They got jobs. They got everything because they were fair-skinned. The only objection comes in when the kids are brown and black. That's my objection.
Wow. Good point. All right, y'all. We're going to put this 3-minute time limit on because y'all don't know how to be quiet. So what I'm going to do right now is bring Les Jackson in. So, Mr. Jackson, welcome to the show. And
good afternoon. How is everybody? I hope everybody's having a lovely day. You know what? I'll tell you something. And that was so rich, what syndicated news just spit out there to everybody, because it makes a lot of sense.
I agree.
You see, it makes a lot of sense what she said. Think about it. Think about it as what they call black Americans. See, we're quick to forget. We get caught up. We don't know what we are. And let's just face it. We just proved it. We don't know what we are. Now we want to sit back and get mad at immigrants who want to work on farms so that they can sit back and bring their families. And let's not talk, because, first of all, they don't bring a lot of their children with them. They come to America to set up and to establish a better place so that they can go get their children. Okay? I don't know if you know about the Death Train of Mexico, but there's a great documentary that comes on Link TV, and it talks about how many people have lost their lives, lost limbs, and lost everything that they had, even been deported, for the simple fact that they're trying to get here, because this is the only place where we allow. This is the only country that allows people to sit back and to work with the sweat of their brow and the hands that they have and make a better life for themselves. Go to some of these foreign countries. And we keep talking about that as black folks and ain't even been around a block. Can't even get downtown. We go to ethnic festivals and think we know about all the ethnicity. We watch mainstream TV and think we're just scholars and Oscar winners and authorities on what the struggle is in these foreign countries. And these folks are shooting bad, man. They are shooting bad. I'm talking about, can you imagine your child sitting back and in a bathtub of a river full of pollution and dung, which is shit, and sitting back and having to take a bath in that, and then don't know where his meal is coming from because they have a government that is so dictative to where it tells them what they can do and what they can't do? Man, come on. I'm glad that they coming here. Come on over here, because we ain't doing it. We're sitting back, we smoking blunts on the corner and drinking 40s because we don't even understand what it is to be free. So don't tell me about how mad you are about these immigrants that choose to come over here and work for their money and do what they got to do to make it happen when your child might be sitting back, the next one that gets caught up in some bullshit that they didn't have to get caught up in the first place if they would have listened to what you said. But since you didn't sit down with them at the dinner table, they really don't have any value and understand the meaning of the black struggle that we've been through.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. That was your 3 minutes. So I'm going to put you on mute and give them a chance to respond, all right? All right, here we go. All right. Pianki, you up first. Response? Pianki, you there? Pianki?
Yeah.
Okay, any response?
Well, as I said before, that's a political issue.
Mm-hmm.
And if people really care about that, they need to contribute to the end, to IFCO. I wonder if the lady is familiar with IFCO.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's her name? The lady was speaking.
News. Let me.
I wonder if Syndicated News is okay. familiar with IFCO.
I have
Ma'am,
not
are you...
studied. I have not worked on IFCO. No.
You've heard of it though, right?
Yes, I have, but I have not worked on it, so I can't.
No,
speak.
I contribute to IFCO quite a bit.
Uh huh.
And basically, it passes a peace, and we also try to get students involved with the Cuban medical program to the greatest extent as we possibly can. And if people really, and IFCO does a very good job on this particular issue. If people put their money where their heart is and their mouth is, contribute to that organization. They do a very good job. Pastors of Peace, they also know. Gail Walker and Father Louis Barrios is co-executive directors. And I think it would be well worthwhile. But as far as the issue at a greater hand, that's going to have to be settled in Congress.
Are you talking about the organization Pastors for Peace? Is that what you meant?
Correct.
Yes. I know about it. I've just never studied it. I only speak on matters that I know. I don't know. It wouldn't be fair for me to speak on this. It wouldn't be fair.
All right.
But I wanted to say that we should be careful and polite and courteous and respectful as we speak on these matters to one another. In fact, also with what we put in the chat room, because if we write offensive things, what we have to say, our credibility is washed and watered down by writing things that detract from your credibility and from your integrity.
Mm-hmm.
So, Miss Kat, back it up a bit, baby. Back it up a bit.
All righty then. Wow.
I don't hide behind an anonymous computer screen. My name is Ruthie DiTucci. I'm found all over the internet. And 30 years ago, before most of these kids even knew what a domain name was, I was already in the domain name racket, making money, building businesses a long time ago. And then I went to education. So I'm no child. I'm no child. I'm 60 years old, and I know what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, thank you, Ruthie.
I don't talk about things that I can't back up. I gave you my name in the link so that you could look me up and Google me, because I don't talk about stuff I can't back up. I'm the only woman in the United States that was sued over domain names. And notice, they chose the only Hispanic woman in the industry. And I'm still doing business. You know what I did? I moved my companies to China. I didn't close them down. I moved them to China. So if you're going to talk, what do they say? There's always someone with a bigger stick. So be respectful and have integrity as you speak, because I will hear you out. But the minute you start putting up La Raza, I'm sure she's La Raza. I've never had anything to do with La Raza. Ever. Honestly. Never.
All right. Thank you, Ruthie, for that. I guess y'all got a point, right? All right. We want to welcome Joe into the show.
I knew he was on.
You know, you
on.
Can tell Joe is here now. So, well, hello, Joe. How are you?
Okay. Good.
Well,
Ruthie, are you still there?
Yes, of course.
Good.
I'm no baby. I don't run from what I say. I back up everything I say.
Good.
Right on.
The fact
and
that you're...
things I don't know, I don't speak on them, because it would be ridiculous to make assertions on topics I know nothing about. I only talk about things I've studied.
Good. So the fact that you've given out your name out there and the fact that you have Spanish ethnicity is all irrelevant. What has to be taken into consideration is all the facts about whether or not international burglars, which are what illegal immigrants are, belong here. The fact that you're comparing them to Italians and anybody else who's blonde hair and blue eyes in the 30s and 40s, what?
Here comes YT.
Good. Now shut up, Lo. So, is irrelevant also.
Really?
What you saying?
The conditions are not the same. In order to have a double standard, you have to have the conditions on the left side equal to the conditions on the right side. So when the Italians, the Irish, the Germans, and people who came from Africa from back then and from Haiti from back then, they assimilated. They wanted to become Americans. La Raza, which you're not a part of, but which are the majority of the immigrants in Los Angeles, don't want to assimilate. In fact, the Puerto Ricans who've been over here since the 1950s, who are practically nothing but Italians turned inside out, don't want to assimilate.
Are you
have
serious?
To want to assimilate. Yeah, I'm very serious because the Puerto Ricans.
No, you're not serious.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. He's serious. They want to have their own state out of the West.
No. I'm saying he said the Puerto Ricans are Italians inside out.
The Puerto Ricans are nothing more than Italians turned inside out. In other words, they look alike.
Puerto Ricans came from Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Man, get out of here.
Listen to what I'm saying already. The Puerto Rican language, which
this
is Spanish,
I gotta
and
go,
the
man.
Italian
you
language are Anglo-Saxon rooted. They both sound the same except for different emphases and, different dialects. But they're basically the same. The Italians and the Puerto Ricans, to a large degree, look alike. But the Italians have assimilated. Puerto Ricans, what are they? They're still on the lower socioeconomic ladder, okay? Why? They don't. I don't know why. They should assimilate. But they haven't. The people who are coming in who are illegal immigrants who are Mexicans, and I'm not even for, and if you guys have remembered, I'm not even for legal immigration from Canada. I'm not for legal immigration from the UK because right now we have an economic problem here in the United States where, and Mays was right, if you had read my little chat, was that if those who are taking the lower-paying jobs, they will eventually ask for minimum wage, which will not be that helpful to the United States as a whole, the way the our particular government is running. And so if another government was running the Federal Reserve, well, not even the Federal Reserve, but the Treasury, it might be different. So you have to compare apples with apples. Okay? Plus, the Italians who came over here, they did it by being a sponsor.
Do I have a question to ask you while you're rather? In 1976, Hispanics was considered as white, and then they became their own Hispanics. Didn't they do that in 1976?
It depends upon the census. Some census
take
a look at white Hispanics and consider them white.
That?
I'm answering your question. Other people do not. Okay, it's also a matter of politics. A lot of white Hispanics are considered white and therefore trying to push up white numbers. And at other times, they're trying to take the white Hispanics and trying to make them into Latinos and others in order to push down black.
Well, can we get the other
legal
ladies saying on what she thinks is going
on? I just finished answering that.
Where were you?
The white Hispanics that you're talking about, those are the ones that ran and fled from Cuba for the most part.
And the Cubans, look at what happened to Miami. Is there any assimilation going on in Miami, or is it taken over by the Cubans?
Can
she explain something, Joe, what you just said, and can she answer the question?
Could who answer what question?
The lady that's talking.
Charlie didn't answer none of the questions that she was talking about because they can't answer the question. They're not going to sit back and try to answer the question. They just want to talk.
You cannot say it's a double standard unless you have conditions on the left side
standard
of the equation equal to the conditions on the right side.
Okay.
And then I explained it. Anybody even
like
explored? Hold on, Les. I haven't
now
finished. Everybody has got their time.
Aaron
wanted me on the show. I'm on the show. Les, hold on.
Okay. I'm shutting A Rod down for a moment. Dang it. All right. Now.
Golly. I didn't say a word.
Okay. You saying something now, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Look, y'all. All right. Y'all know how I am. I try and let y'all get y'all, but, y'all just can't be going back and forth like that, okay? You're working my nerves now. Now, Joe was saying something, because I know Joe had something to say. So, Now, what we're going to do is let Ruthie answer what Joe was saying because she wants to answer. Am I right,
Thank
Ruthie?
You.
Correct?
Yes.
All
yes,
right.
Absolutely.
So, all right. So go right ahead. Now, I'm going to unmute your mics, but if you get crazy, you know what's about to happen. So that's all I'm saying. Go ahead, Ruthie.
Go ahead,
Ruthie.
You're
What I wanted to tell all of you is that we have to live our own experience. And I often hear people hide behind computers and not identify themselves, and they speak on matters that they've heard their parents say and they've heard their coworkers say and things that are good when they're in the good old boy group, and it's comfortable there. So behind a screen where they don't have to face you face-to-face, it's real easy to make really harsh, racist remarks and speak without foundation. That's what that gentleman was doing. That's why, in fact, when the lady said she wanted to hear what I was saying, he jumped in with, "Didn't you hear what I was saying? Weren't you listening?" In other words, if it doesn't
All right,
come
look,
from the man's mouth,
just rebuke
not
what
me.
My
no,
argument
shut up.
Was. No, I'm not going to shut up. Rebuke my
mute
argument
mute
logically.
Him.
Can I?
Mute him. Mute him. Mute him. I want to hear what the lady,
oh,
I want to hear what the lady
low.
Has to say.
Put
mute
a sock inside that mouth.
Can I rebuke it?
I'd like
no.
to hear. Lady.
Go ahead, man.
I'd like to hear from the lady.
Well, Joe is what she's saying. If you never live that you don't understand it, then you cannot speak for who she is. You are a Caucasian, and she is Hispanic. So
and
she's from a point of view of who she is, and you
and,
try to speak to them and say something else.
No,
like
no,
when it comes
no.
to it when it comes to black people, you are not us. You can't speak for us. So you speak for you
I'm
and
not
what you think about things. That's what she's trying
okay,
to tell
no.
you. You live
is it
what
logical?
You know,
let me ask
you,
you
are
this
what
question.
You have
let me ask everybody here this question because this is what I was trying to
more,
expand
more
on. I'm going to ask.
Let me ask why don't
this
you
question.
Let her
hey, Ruthie,
sentence.
Ruthie, you can rebuke me. Just let me ask this question. The fact that illegals come across the border, you consider that a good thing, even though they're breaking the law, because they want to come over here to have a better life. Is that correct?
If you let me finish the sentence without interruption, I will answer you.
Go ahead.
Ooh, I like that.
The most important thing that I wanted to hear was the woman that was speaking, but you kept cutting her off.
Are
so
you
going to
answer my question,
saying,
or are you just going to give your
I
own Spanish rhetoric?
Her, I want to hear what she was saying. You never let
You
her.
Already said it. Now
no,
that's why
no,
I'm addressing
her.
You.
Joe?
You kept cutting her off.
Joe.
Oh, she's going. She with either. Go ahead. Go ahead with your excuses.
She
you don't want her answer it, no problem.
Finish.
Bust her nose, man.
Let her finish. I'd like to hear what she was saying without interruption.
So that's what I think Ruth is trying to tell you, Joe.
I heard you. Now that I've heard you.
You're not in control.
Okay, I've heard you. I've acknowledged that I've heard you. The fact that she's Hispanic, I'm not Hispanic. Okay, I've heard that. I've acknowledged it. Now we can move on to my question to Ruthie.
I will answer your question. What is your name? What is your name?
Joe.
Joe. I can hear you when there's a report, take turns speaking. But when you are harsh and rude and you jump on what I'm saying, it doesn't allow for conversation. It only allows for you acting like a big shot with the big mouth. You've got to scale it back. You
okay, you scaled back. I heard you. Are you going to answer my question?
I would like to, but I never got to hear your question because...
You're a fucking liar. I can't even listen to you. You are somebody who is you're just an agitator because I've already explained the question.
Change her. Go ahead and take it. Change her.
Okay. Let me do the question one more time.
Someone asked me the question.
Let me. I'll repeat the question for you.
You
lost your composure.
Fine.
Don't worry about my composure. Worry about your ears. Here's the question.
Worry about.
Do you not? You want to keep quiet? Good. Good. Do you consider people?
Joe, one thing that I know. Ruth, listen. Listen, Ruthie, listen. At the beginning of the show, it was put out in a disclaimer that, hey, this is an adult show. Sometimes feathers will be ruffled a little bit. You got to get some thicker skin.
I didn't hear that part. You're absolutely right. I didn't hear that part.
There you go.
All right. Okay. Now, here's the question. Thank you, Lo. I'm talking to my attorney today. Here's the thing, Ruth. My question to you is this. Do you consider that illegals coming across the border, their motivation for coming over here simply because they want to have a better life, that gives them enough reason to break the law and as having broken the law that gives them enough reason to stay here simply because they want to? That's my question.
It's very easy to lump everyone in a ball.
Okay, you're not answering it. You're an agitator. Don't even. You shouldn't even be here.
Why shouldn't she be here? She just got as much rights as everybody else.
Because she's not even beginning to answer a logical question with a logical answer.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Control me. You don't like it.
Answer the question then.
My response to that question is that it's too open-ended. It's not a response. You don't want an answer.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
And he can too open-ended, and it's a good point. That means that she has more of ammo in her quiver to shoot at me if it's more open-ended. If it was extremely specific, Steve, would she would go ahead. Go ahead.
Your question
is, throw this at you.
Can you know it? It's vague.
I'll throw this at you.
It's vague.
Because you don't want an answer. You want a no. You don't want an answer.
Okay, hold on for a minute. Hold on. Hold on, because we got a lot going on right now. Ruthie, you breaking up. Ruthie, you are breaking up. So you coming in and out. So
sorry.
We barely get to hear what's going on.
All I was going to say is, Joe, if your country would leave other countries alone and stop strong-arming them for everything that they have and raping them and pillaging them every chance they get, then those people probably wouldn't have to come to this country to try to make a way for themselves.
This country should not be engaging in wars, pillaging and raping other countries. Secondly, for them to come over to the country that's raping and pillaging them doesn't show them to have many brains.
Oh, no, Joe, you missed a point on that one, but I'll get to that in a minute. Les, I know you've been trying to get in here.
Okay.
Les.
She has an answer question, but no problem.
It's wild. It's crazy. It's out of control. And I think that we're missing the whole point. This is America. America didn't belong to anybody. Who has the right to claim a land that was stripped from the Native Americans in
Good
the
point.
First place? And how in the heck are we sitting back with our chest poked out when we got the highest unemployment rate, the highest crime rate, the highest everything on the board, but we act like we don't see it? We act like we sitting back and riding this thing like somebody owe us something. Everybody else done figured it out. That's why the Hispanics, that's why the Hispanics sit back and die to get here. That's why everybody comes over in ships from Cuba to get here. That's why, because they understand that this is the only country that you can sit back and do anything that you want and be who you want to be, and we ought to quit feeling ourselves as black folks and stop blaming everybody for coming and trying to take something. They ain't taking a thing away from you. You taking it away
from
yourself.
They're not taking anything away from black people, are they?
They ain't taking nothing away from you, Joe.
No,
you took it away from yourself when you stop believing
right,
in yourself
so
and started coming back and giving
black
it up. You started giving up like everybody else. You was giving bits and pieces and running
neither
around
you,
in confusion
nor
pumped in by mass media.
Les, neither
actually,
you nor
actually,
Ruthie are answering my question.
Actually, Les was throwing that at Pianchi.
Oh, okay, well...
Yeah.
Right.
No, I'm throwing it out there in general. I make it very plain what I was throwing out there. It was in general. It's something food for thought, something for you to marinate on. Because this is what's wrong with black America right now.
The only one. And plus
we're broadening it more than just you browbeating black America, man.
We're not just browbeating black America. We seem to be the bottom of the totem pole, and we seem to be the ones crying.
Well, that's not even the issue right now.
We're the ones crying.
Right.
Ain't nobody else crying. You don't hear a whole bunch of white folks and Italian folks and Arab folks on this show crying.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Let's face the real facts here, brother.
Hold on, brother.
Let's not fool ourselves.
Before.
We are playing within ourselves because we're not being truthful to ourselves. We want to live this lie. We want to sit back, perpetrate a fraud, and run around here with the chest pulled out, still living like the Mac.
I asked you before, why is it fair for you to come on this show and to talk all over
the place? You sat back and gave me the floor. Right. I'm taking the floor.
Well, he
has
to talk over people.
Hey, so you know, I'll blow out of this one. I can get up out of this one just like I came into it. Peace and love and much respect to everybody.
You know,
Les,
you've been on the show long enough for me to say to you what I say to
you
and I know each other well. I'm going to say the same thing to you. I say it alone. Shut the fuck up.
And do that make me feel
good? Wait a minute. How are you going to come in here and just tell my... What the heck is going on today?
Well, they tell me to shut the fuck up. Doesn't most time
over.
Shut the fuck up. You said
I'm
shut up about half
look,
an hour ago.
Look,
you said, Joe, shut
look.
Up.
Now, I know. It's my show. I can tell you that.
And I know. And I'm a caller.
Okay.
Joe stood looking in the window for the longest, didn't call in.
Look.
Sure did.
Look.
I'm sorry.
Look.
I'll be quiet.
Hello.
I'll be quiet.
I'm talking. All right. Now... Joe, your question you asked, and Ruthie was right. It is an open-ended question, but, you know, the answer
doesn't make
to your
it
question,
invalid, Eric, okay?
Huh?
Here's something that doesn't make it invalid. Here's something serious.
Why not?
Because it's an open-ended question, and in logic you can do that. That's why.
No,
because
really?
It's open, yeah. Because it's open-ended enough for her to choose any particular topic that she wants or anybody would want in order to answer
but,
the question.
So, but,
it's not
but
limiting
see,
her. So her argument is invalid as well.
No.
In your
yeah.
mind.
No.
You have to know a little logic, just a little bit of logic.
It's invalid.
Well,
in
she knows
mind.
A lot of logic. But
she doesn't
give
know
chance.
Any logic. All
she got a lot of
out there are facts.
She got a lot
which,
of she's had a lot of
should
hands-on
y'all, should
experience.
I do it?
That's what she has.
No.
Yeah.
But what means?
Then that's what the, I mean. That's what she was saying.
What
you know, she
saying?
Is Hispanic. She lived it, so
she
knows.
And I'm not, and you're not.
Wait a minute. So in other words, if another Hispanic came on here and completely destroyed her argument, would you say, well, he or she's Hispanic and that makes it better? Because
well,
there are a
like
lot of Hispanics
surveys,
who don't agree with us.
Joe, since they like to take surveys, let's take one and see who won. I mean, who got the highest number since surveys are being done all the time. So her logic is her experience. I think what she says is from experience. I don't know what Joe thinks, but that's what I
she's
think.
Not,
that's number one.
She's not even talking from experience because she hasn't even mentioned whether or not she came across the border illegally. So that's not experience. The fact that she has...
You know what?
Actually,
here's the thing about that. Listen.
Huh?
Wait a minute. Shush. Listen. Why? You know what? And once again, you're going jumping over the little crazy road or the fence or whatever. Why does it matter where she came over or not? She knows she's Hispanic. She's lived the life, Joe. She probably know people that live the life that we're talking about.
Oh, really? So I guess Obama's lived the life of
so you're
typical
trying to
black.
Say, so you're
no,
trying to
Obama
say
has
that.
Not.
All right.
You don't
well,
know
I'm
what
sure.
Obama
that's a good
is,
point.
Joe. But we haven't
that's
lived
a good point.
Joe.
Didn't I just say, listen?
Go ahead, Eric.
Now. And as far as Obama, he probably lived a life one time or another, but now he's not. He's not living life. You know
right,
what I mean?
So maybe, okay, but the thing is, if first off, she hasn't said that she lived a life. She said because she's Spanish, therefore she can talk on the subject, which is a lie.
She can, Joe.
She
can. You can talk on white.
All right, look,
so
I'm tired of talking to you.
Heritage.
All of you are
this
right.
This is what you do. Yeah, we know
right.
that.
That's right.
Well,
right.
I kind of understand where Joe coming from because just because I'm black, that doesn't mean I came from the ghetto. That doesn't mean I grew up with my mama smoking crack and my daddy was absent and all that. I mean, that's the normal when you think about black people in America. You know, the mama's on drugs and the daddy was absent. That doesn't hold true for everybody. Now, just
no, it
because
does.
She is, and she said, Hispanic, which is what the Americans throwed on her, that title, and she's accepted it. Just because she's that doesn't mean that she knows people or have dealt with people that went through these things. It's just the same as a woman saying, well, you're a male doctor, but you've never had a baby, so you really can't tell me about having a baby.
And that's what they were
exactly
trying to tell
said,
her.
Joe. No, well,
he's
I,
trying
no.
to tell her about who she is, and she knows who she is. But we can't even sit up and say that what Joe is, that what kind of life he lived, regardless if he lived without a father, if he lived without a mother in the house that way, he could have lived the same way we live, but we still can't tell him about the experience because we're not him.
We're not Caucasian, so
right.
We can't tell him.
One thing that we have done is we
even
have gotten way
thing.
Off the topic as
but
far
I'm saying,
as the children
same thing
are
go
concerned.
In all families. When it comes without fathers not being in the home, and that's in everybody's family,
all
not
right,
only
but
in black families.
You're still trying to say that because she has that same ethnic background, she therefore has the authority right now in this particular
right.
home. So
right.
in other words, when women get pregnant, they cannot go to a male.
But wait a minute, Joe. Wait. Hold on. But she did say she was an educator, right? So I'm sure she has.
What's that got to do with illegals coming across the border?
Well, Joe, she probably studied it.
Why don't you ask her?
Well, all of us studied it. Besides, which she said that she had to take her crap to China. What does that say?
Are you mad because she did?
No.
Why? That's irrelevant.
She said she had to take her stuff to China. In other words, the government went after her for something. Who knows whether or not she's doing something illegal?
I mean,
as well.
You know what?
That's true.
And you know, Lo said something earlier, and you're quite right. And I'll say because I let it go. But we way off what I wanted to talk about. I don't know how we
right.
got there.
Yeah, but here's the analogy, and this conforms to the topic.
What?
If a woman is pregnant, right? Can she or can she not? As a matter of fact, I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if more women go to a male gynecologist than they do to female gynecologists. And a male gynecologist cannot become pregnant, so why do they want to go and take advice from somebody who can't become pregnant?
Because they feel better, they feel more comfortable with a man than a woman.
Because they went to school to learn how to deliver a baby. That's one reason why they would go to one.
Okay.
They wouldn't go to one
so in other words,
go
you
would
want
to go
to the person who has done the research or who has the answers, which in
no,
other
you
words...
You won't go to every doctor just because he can deliver a baby, because sometimes they mess up, too. You were going to go to the best one that somebody said that
that's
they have.
Right.
Somebody gave you
but the
that
premise
they said
you
that
guys
they
are using
that.
Is that since she's
no,
Hispanic.
No, it's not.
Of course.
Look. It's like this. I don't know how the onus got on Ruthie. I don't know how, and it shouldn't
because
have been.
Didn't like what Ruthie
it shouldn't
about.
Have been. It was just Joe. I know what it is. Joe being antagonistic today. But it's okay.
I'm being logical.
Oh, no, you're not. You're not being logical.
He didn't like what Ruthie had to say. That's
but anyway, I know what it is.
It's being logical. You got it. You know, you don't even have to study logic in order to
and
know
I'm
logic
not talking.
A little bit.
Golly. I was talking. Thank you. Now, as I was saying... You know, it's the onus shouldn't have been on Ruthie anyway. It should have been on what about the kids? Because that's what I wanted to talk about. The kids are the ones that were that's being affected. You know, how we got on all this other stuff, I don't know, and it's my fault because I let it go that far. All right, y'all, we got 1 minute left. If you want to continue to hear the show live, 347-888-6222. Get on them lines.
You got on that because Ruthie was saying that, well, don't worry about, they didn't worry about splitting up the families years ago when you had the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Italians coming in, and then Joe jumped in the show and wanted to jump all over that. That's where it all turned right there.
Ah, okay. That's what
versus,
happened.
Versus the southern Sicilians, that's where it turned it right there.
The Southern Sicilians?
Yeah, the Sicilians
okay.
That's from Southern Italy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, 313, you're on the air. You know,
yep,
okay.
I am here, I guess.
You
go know
for
what?
It.
I mean, I don't know how this got away from the children, but let's go back to the children. First of all, we must know, and we need to know, that the children are not being brought over here when the parents first come. The parents make the first exodus. The children stay with their grandparents because they have a cultural value that somehow or another we have lost here in America. And we don't sit back and want to recognize that they're not children being put in this position. The only time that children are being put in that position is if the parents have been here for more than several years and get caught up and have not applied for the proper paperwork to be legal citizens. So let's get this thing straightened out because there's not a lot of children that are coming across the border with their parents. These parents are taking an escapism because they understand, and if you notice what they do when they get here, they connect with their own community, and they're not asking for the handouts.
They're not bullshit, asking, of course
they're not
they
asking for the handouts, Joe, if
of
I can
course
speak.
They are. Why do you think
Joe,
it's causing so much problems to the
Joe,
billions
can I
of
speak
dollars?
Without you interrupting me?
Well, if you can only keep
you,
it down to a half
an
hour at a time,
afterwards.
It's not bad.
Can I speak, Joe? Joe, you seem to want to butt in, and you talk a lot of talk, but if you look at your parents, I bet you they were aliens. I bet you they were immigrants that came here. Your grandparents were probably immigrants that came here. We've all come here from somewhere. That's all I'm going to say. America is a pot of people that have been put in one place because this is one of the richest countries in the world. It is a place where you can live a dream. You can bring yourself up and be better than where you were. Look at the facts of Africa. Look at the facts of Italy. Look at the facts when those folks left, and why did they leave? They didn't just leave to just leave. They didn't just want to come here just to come here. They came here with an idea, a plan, and they made that plan happen.
What Africans are you referring to?
What Africans am I referring to?
What I asked
what you? Africans am I referring to?
Yeah.
You really want to sit back? Do you really want me to stoop down to that level?
Brother,
I mean,
you know,
come on, you're playing on intelligence. Quit playing on intelligence and talk real talk, man. Grow up and start talking real talk and quit playing games, because all that idiocy that you putting out there and all that fantasy island mumbo jumbo, it ain't working. It
I
don't
think
work
that
no more.
Word
it
of idiocy
work. That's what's
that
wrong
you
now.
Just brought up that
all
didn't
this
have anything
mumbo
to do
jumbo
with
that you talking.
You're talking
talk
foolish.
Like, you talk just like one of them people that sit back. You always want to down everything, but yet
you want to talk about
how you want to make a change, but yet you really don't get out there and participate in anything that's changeable.
Oh, okay. So now you know me. Now you know
no,
me.
No, I didn't say
that's
I know
I
you.
Like.
I just called, I just called it like I
okay.
see it.
Okay, can
right,
we
I call for what I'm listening to.
Can
I
we get
you
away
saying,
from that?
Yo, everything that
can
you
we get
talk
away from
about,
all that?
You're downing these people. You down.
Well, no
lady.
Kidding.
You down the syndicate news. The syndicate news
has,
is spitting
look,
some knowledge.
Have you done
that maybe we need to sit back
West.
And pay a close attention
West.
To
Have you done
because
any
you don't get it on
the,
mainstream, Joe.
Benefits about what these immigrants are doing to the American way of life? Have you done it? No.
Joe, what are they doing to the American way of life?
You
has your life changed because of an immigrant?
Okay.
Have you stopped doing what you were doing? Wait, have you stopped doing anything?
I didn't say
I
said black people.
Joe, listen to what I'm saying. Have you stopped doing anything that you were doing in your regular life since an immigrant came into this
immigrants
country.
Are not good
no,
if
you
they
haven't.
Do not
no, you
assimilate.
Haven't. Thank
and yes,
you.
I
answer
I'm
the
telling
question,
you,
but don't
they
float
don't
around.
Assimilate. They don't assimilate.
They don't assimilate.
Wait, well,
they
don't
assimilate.
Wait,
they don't
assimilate.
They don't assimilate.
They don't
have
to assimilate. They understand the program.
Wait a minute.
They understand the system.
All right. Now, I said before, all y'all can't talk at one time. I told you, you're working my nerves. Now, Joe, I don't know what this assimilate is. Why everybody got to assimilate? Huh? Well, that's part of the problem. You know, the great white, I'm going to say that the great government wanted everybody to assimilate. Really? Come on, Joe. You sound like something off a dang on a board ship. And for those, that's off Star Trek. I had to get that in. Assimilate. Why? And that's what I started off talking about the show. That's what the United States want everybody else to do, assimilate. You know what I mean? Godly.
One ideology.
So can we please all not talk at the same time? All right, go ahead. Look, your mic's open.
I'm not talking about the Borg. Okay, Star Trek.
Well,
I'm talking about any nation that is not homogeneous. If it has diverse, too many diverse cultures that are not assimilated, meaning they do not think of themselves as one nation, you have a divided house.
That's what it is.
Well, we do think
of ourselves as one house.
But they can't assimilate.
Because you're in one
here.
Nation. If you're not an American, or if you're not a German, or if you're not French, then you're going to have a fractured country. A fractured country is a weak country that does not serve its people well. Does that make sense to anybody on this line?
Mm-hmm. Joe.
No.
Joe, you know what? I would sit back and say this. Everybody has a right to have their culture.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have the right to have your own culture.
What I'm saying is, if we can all reason together and sit down at the table and start to understand each other's cultures, then we can. I'm telling you, you're wrong about the conclusion.
That's when I should jump in and tell you why you're wrong. Because everybody should
have. You can tell me I'm wrong after I sit back and say my piece.
But after you've already been acknowledged that what you've done is wrong, you cannot continue.
Hey, one person at a time
is saying it's the right thing to say.
One person at a time, please. Man, you know what? I hate to say this. Les, you know, bro, I'm going to say it, bro. You will come on this show and you're going to make your point regardless if somebody else is talking or not. I went on your show, man. You don't allow that on your show. You said yourself, only one person is going to talk at a time.
That's
and you'll
right.
come over here and you'll run amok.
Why do
but
I run amok?
Kind of
you think I'm running amok? I'm hearing other people run amok. But
no,
you
I'm
allow them
to
run amok and you won't tell me? Man, forget the show. I'm out of here, bro.
Bye. You said that 10 minutes ago. Man.
I'm talking to you, Les. Okay.
The dude did the same. I mean, come on now, bro.
All right.
I went on that guy's show, and he said, hey, I'm not going to have people talking over each other. Only one person going to talk at a time. That's the way I'm going to run my show, blase, blase. And that's the way he ran his show. But every time he come on here, he's doing something else.
Well, I can't disagree with you there, Lo. Okay.
All right. Look, here it is. Because y'all done worked my nerves now. I don't know. Maybe I should have came in feeling bad yesterday and had the show. Maybe all this energy y'all have today would have spread out a little bit.
Oh, that reminds me, Eric. When are you going to have somebody co-hosting your show?
Joe, will
you
don't
show up?
Never.
All right, I'll shut up. Jesus, H.D. Excuse me for introducing logic.
Well, Joe, when I find someone I trust that well, then I will have a co-host. Until then, hey, it's just me. You know what I mean?
And let's just stay that way.
Yeah, so you keep running how you run your show
no
how you want to, Mr. Talk. You don't need a helping hand.
Thank you.
But
anyway.
And when somebody paying the host in your place, then you will think about it.
There you go. All right, but anyway, let's go on and get our last words in because I got Bible study. Go ahead, Maze, you up first.
Oh, when we talk about assimilating and immigrants and different things, that they don't assimilate with people in this country, if you never assimilate with any, that's what you think. But if you've been around them and know them and see them all the time and communicate with them, they assimilate. Because there's a lot of things that you have in common with them that you don't even know you have, unless you're trying to run from them and afraid of them.
Okay, is that good, Maze? Are you finished with that one?
Yes, I am. You're one of the kind that don't assimilate. I have immigrants in my neighborhood.
Wait a minute,
but since
Joe,
you finished.
It's not your turn, Joe.
Okay.
It's not your turn.
Okay.
All right, Lo, you up.
Okay. That last comment that I just heard reminded me of the guy that says, oh, I have black friends. Yeah. They've never been in my house, but I got black friends. But anyway... Man, hey, you know, this is a discussion that's a hot-button discussion, you know, and it would take more than really 2 hours for three people to talk about an issue like this, and you still never may come to a general consensus or an agreement. But like I say, this is a hot-button issue when you go to talking about what to do with the children and should the parents be taken and the children left here. You know, when you run into situations like that, that's...
that's something that hits close to home to some people, because, you know, if you just go back a few years, some of us on these phone lines, our families went through the exact same things, and there was nothing we could do about it. They could do about it. So, like I say, this is something that would have to have a follow-up show, I think. And I also think that it would be wise to have some people that are from South America on this show in reference to that, and Mexico.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'll go and put out a bulletin today and see what I can come up with. All right. All right, Joe. You last but not least.
Okay. The argument about grandparents being immigrants. The fact is, if my grandparents were not allowed to come to this country, then I would not have been born, and that would have been the end of it, plain and simple. People are lucky to be born in certain countries. America at one time was a country in which people were lucky to have been born into. If you're not born into it, then you're out of luck. But the fact is, we got to use a little bit of logic and know that these immigrants are not contributing to America more than what they're taking from America. And in terms of assimilation, I'm not talking about some Star Trek science fiction bullshit. I'm talking about how people who are Americans, people from Miami or let's say from Florida, have the same general ideology about being Americans as people in Oregon and crisscross across the United States. That's what's supposed to make the United States a strong country, is that people believe in the same major things. They don't have to like the same baseball teams or even like football. They can retain their culture. But if you're coming from Haiti, Spain, Germany, Poland, you don't come over here and expect people to speak Polish or German or Spanish. You have to speak English. Learn the culture in which you're born. That's assimilation. And the immigrants do not do that. Their children might, but the immigrants themselves generally do not, not nowadays. And logic would be helpful, people. Okay? So now I'm finished.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. That was a whole lot. But thank you anyway. All right, y'all. Look, it's like this. You know, Joe said, you know, when you come over here, learn to speak the language, what have you. Well, that's interesting. That's a very interesting thought, because if I'm not mistaken, all the foreign countries I've been to, they all know how to speak English. You know what I mean? So who's the one need to assimilate? Is it them or is it really us? Y'all need to think about that one. That was kind of too deep for you there for a moment. But, you know, it's a shame. It really is. On today, you know, we're still having this conversation. Today happened to mark the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, which, you know, by all major beliefs, you know, led to the 64 Civil Rights Act, the 1965 Voter Rights Act, and the 68 Fair Housing Act, you know. But yet, we're still discussing, you know, immigration, turning people away, leaving children to the system or grandparents, or that they may be illegal themselves. You know, so Martin Luther King said, "I have a dream." He did. He said he had a dream. And we all, you know, back then we all bought into that dream. Yes, we have a dream. But the problem is we're still dreaming. And yes, we are. We're still dreaming. There is so much work left to do. He also said, "I've been to the mountaintop." Well, guess what, y'all? We're no longer at that mountaintop. We're at the bottom again, because we're still stuck in a dream. And as long as we stay in that dream, the dream will eventually become a nightmare. It really is. So while they celebrate the march today, that's great. I have a dream speech, that's wonderful. But sooner or later, we're going to have to do an I woke up speech. Because we can't keep dreaming. Because it's getting us nowhere. And that's all I have to say about it. All right? That's all I got to say. I'm not going to say any more about it. For now, anyway. But anyway. And one of the facts, I told you I'd give y'all some facts. Did y'all know before the March on Washington, there was another march actually planned in 1941 to be the March for Freedom on National Mall? That's right. And it was supposed to pressure then President Franklin Roosevelt to provide equal opportunity for defense jobs. Well, the bottom line is the march was called off because it worked, and Roosevelt established the Fair Employment Practices Committee, abolishing racial discrimination in hiring. So for those that didn't know, there was another march planned early in 1941, but it never went through because it accomplished its mission. All right. Today was a wild one. I got to say, today was really a wild one. I don't know, was it pent-up energy or what? You know, but we're going to have to do this show again, hopefully under calmer circumstances. You know, I'm recovering, but I see. y'all were out there today. But I want to thank everybody for participating. Ruthie is gone. I want to welcome her to the show, her first time. She probably won't come back, but, hey, I'm sorry about that. You know, but like we say all the time, like I say, you know, you can't call in here and be sensitive, you know, but in certain things, I'm not going to let you do anything. You know, I let y'all talk to a certain extent, but y'all get out of control, then I have to come in. But that's all good. Tomorrow's show is 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific. Hey, anybody know where Goofy at? Y'all find him. Tell him I'm looking for him. Just remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. You know, sometimes you may not you forget, but try and forgive. Forgive yourself first. Also, I miss y'all yesterday, man. I really did. I'm glad y'all came back today. The show tomorrow, I don't know. I'll figure it out, and y'all will know about it, but we will be on the air tomorrow. Oh, yeah. If you want to send me any comments, go to send to ericletstalk@gmail.com or my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com, and or go to Twitter, Driven4FRLife62, all one word. I'll be there. All right. Well, until tomorrow, y'all, we're going to go out of here with the Staple Singers. Y'all have a good one, and see y'all tomorrow. I'm out of here.